Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Wednesday, July 28th. The CDC says it's time for Americans to put their masks back on, even vaccinated Americans in some circumstances, with COVID still raging in high unvaccinated areas. So too are the politics of COVID raging right here in Washington, D.C. First, let's lay out the new CDC guidance responding to the Delta variant spread that we're seeing across the country. As of now, the CDC is advising Americans to put their masks back on indoors in areas with high or substantial transmission. This is regardless of vaccination status. Remember, the CDC had advised back in May that if you were fully vaccinated, you could take your mask off. You could take your mask off indoors and head about your lives. That is no longer the case. And you're thinking, okay, well, where is there substantial or high transmission? Well, those terms apply to roughly two-thirds of the counties in the United States. This, of course, is bringing the politics of COVID back to the forefront on Capitol Hill, but we'll get to that in just a moment. There is no mystery here for how we put the pandemic behind us for good. If Americans want to be able to take off their masks and leave them off forever, or something approximating forever, more people need to get vaccinated. That is just the reality. And so now comes the focus of how do you get the half of the country that has refused to get vaccinated thus far vaccinated? Well, one way to do that is by mandating vaccines. A source close to the matter told CNN that President Biden is going to announce tomorrow that all federal workers will be required to get vaccinated or submit to regular testing and mitigation requirements. This follows that decision by the Department of Veterans Affairs earlier in the week that requires its frontline healthcare workers all to be vaccinated over the course of the next 2 months. We're seeing this play out in states and cities. In New York City, all municipal employees are going to need to be vaccinated or subject themselves to regular testing. We're now seeing Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York State say that frontline patient-facing healthcare workers are going to need to be vaccinated. The other pressure point here, of course, is that the FDA hasn't fully approved the COVID-19 vaccines. We're still dealing with them as emergency use authorization. So full approval of the vaccines will likely have an impact on vaccine uptake. That's according to former FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn. And that brings us to the mask drama unfolding in the House of Representatives today. The House attending physician is now reinstating the mask mandate for lawmakers and their staffs following those CDC guidelines as of yesterday. Well, this sent off a response from several Republicans, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who tweeted, "Make no mistake, the threat of bringing masks back is not a decision based on science, but a decision conjured up by liberal government officials who want to continue to live in a perpetual pandemic state." Well, to that, Nancy Pelosi called Kevin McCarthy a moron. I don't know that the debate got any more high-minded from there. Her office went on to clarify that him stating that putting a mask back on is not based in science is a moronic thing to say. Pelosi herself later made the point that that was an unwise comment for McCarthy to make. But it doesn't stop at McCarthy. Listen on the House floor today. Texas Republican Chip Roy tried to shut down Congress, force the House to adjourn in protestation of the new mask mandate.
We have the New York Times, okay, today. What a mess. CDC about to reverse on indoor masking for the vaccinated, quote unquote. This is some serious nanny state stuff that will only breed resentment. No kidding. Consider resentment being magnified right here on the floor of the House of Representatives. We are absolutely sick and tired of it, and so are the American people. We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Well, which is it, vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
This is a tricky time for President Biden and his administration. The first 6 months of his term, everything was sort of heading in the right direction in dealing with COVID and combating it. People were taking up the vaccine. That is not the case anymore. And now the hard part is going to begin for Joe Biden on how he employs these mandates, how he gets people who did the right thing and got vaccinated to accept putting masks back on again, all without trying to take on any damaging political fallout for himself and his team. If you want to understand how precarious the politics of this moment in COVID are, watch carefully what Governor Murphy in New Jersey is doing, what Governor Newsom in California is doing, and what Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic nominee for governor of Virginia, is suggesting to be done. Because those three Democrats are going to have to navigate this new moment in COVID without advocating for a full shutdown of society again. Watch them carefully. It'll be very instructive where this is headed. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.